It's funny. I didn't think that I'd be back. It's been a while, for sure. A couple years, maybe. I can't remember. What I do recall is why I started this podcast and what it was I was aiming for. And to those of you who haven't listened, or who have already have listened but forgot, I wanted to start this podcast as a way for me to just kind of talk and just be in the moment, not really have too much pre-prepared. Although after I started the podcast in the beginning, I felt the need to have people on who were people dear to me that unfortunately are not a part of my life anymore. They're still alive. They're just not around. A lot has changed. I'm still writing, still getting into trouble, and I'm still trying to figure myself out. So the reason why I wanted to basically return to this podcast was because it's currently 5 in the morning and the 20th. And I couldn't go to sleep. So I decided to write a real quick poem. What I really wanted to do is write something like all the other Instagram poets do, where they just put a snippet of their words or like some sort of quick photo, you know, where it's not an actual, I mean, yeah, it's an actual piece, of course. It's just, for me, I've always been the type of person to just write everything out in the body of the post, or like to have a original photo that I'd taken that kind of correlates with the mood of the piece, or just kind of something pretty to look at so that you don't just have like a whole bunch of words thrown at you, especially with the way I write. It's a little bit longer than what a lot of poetry pages I've seen are doing, or like a lot of modern poets are doing, but you know, to each their own, whatever works for them. But I thought that I would try something like that after I wrote this real quick poem. And then I was like, what if I put it on TikTok? What if I used the voiceover lady thing, AI, to read my poem for me so that I don't have to? Because I'm kind of a shy person, you know. I'm fairly outgoing, which is very, very contradictory, but I don't know, I didn't want to read it myself at first. But then I did basically force myself to. It's a real quick poem, and you can find it on my TikTok, at Linoleum Flowers, in all one word. And that is actually now my Instagram handle. So, sort of deviated away from the whole All City Poet image and tried to kind of get away from that idea, because I felt like it was a failed idea. But I'm, you know, I was the same person, obviously. And with the fashion of, you know, just having this poetry page under this different name, I just wanted to focus on that. That's why I got away from podcasting. But after reading that poem and posting that TikTok, and then posting that TikTok on Instagram and Snapchat, I just felt like, you know what? It might be time. It might be time to start up again, just talk I mean, right now, especially, because I literally, to be completely honest, I'm laying in bed in the dark, just staring at the ceiling with my phone and microphone just, you know, just here. So it's very, very intimate right now. These are intimate hours for sure, and I'm not really too knowledgeable as to who it was that started listening to my podcasts, or what time of day it is, or anything like that. But from what I heard from people who were close to me, or people who got into contact with me, was that it was something that they liked to fall asleep to, or that I somehow have a nice voice that's just smooth and kind of, I don't know, that I'm not trying to describe myself. I swear this is stuff that people's honestly told me. So I definitely, whatever you think, let me know. It is always nice to hear from you guys. But definitely this is kind of a safe space for me, or like a creative just void that I can release my energy out into, and whoever finds it, and if they happen to like it, then that's wonderful. I'm really glad that I can be some sort of disembodied companion, especially if it's late at night, kind of similar to a lot of the late nights I've had, and a lot of the people I know have. I really feel like I'd excel at just a late night kind of show or a late night podcast, or some sort of just, you know, late night. I'll stop saying that phrase. Just something that's after hours for sure. To those of you who've watched Community, a really fantastic show that's actually on Netflix, that reminds me of Trey and Abed in the morning nights. A little quick inside joke for myself, I'm sorry. If you want to see what I'm talking about, you can go look for that. But they're like these two characters who at the end credits have like this make-believe show that they called Trey and Abed in the Morning, kind of like Good Morning America, you know? And they had this one episode where they did a nighttime segment. So they were like in their apartment wearing these really fancy robes, like red velvet with like ascots and glasses of wine. But inside the wine glasses was chocolate milk. They're really great characters. I love that show so much. Community. Honestly, that was like after I finished The Office and I didn't have a show to watch. I just kind of started watching it one day on Netflix, because the creator of that show is actually Dan Harmon, one of the co-creators of Rick and Morty, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. So I was like, let me check this show out. Like, I wonder what this is about. And honestly, it is just a phenomenal show. So like, if any of you have been wanting to get into a funny, weird, creative kind of show, that is definitely up your alley for sure, especially if you like The Office or like possibly Parks and Rec. And like the humor overall is a very like specific, very like Deadpool kind of humor. So I'm very much into references and like very niche stuff like that they bring up, and I'm just like, ah, me, those are my interests too, guy. So definitely check that show out. I haven't really been watching a lot of Netflix recently, but I've been watching a lot of anime, so that's been holding me up so far. That's actually what I was doing earlier in the beginning of the evening. But I don't know, it's just one of those nights, and it is unfortunate because I have work today, And the last few nights I've been going to sleep like at 4 a.m. And of course, I've been working all week. So it's been not really a struggle because the shifts have been pretty short, which is nice. But it's definitely like I wish I could sleep all day and get rest. But I also have a lot I want to do during the daytime, especially before my shift, because I like only had one day off this week. And then I'm actually going to be going away for 5 days to this intensive, so I'm very, very excited for that. But my work has it so that I'm scheduled literally just 8 days straight, and prior to that I think I worked about the same time frame. Like, our work weeks are so strange the way it is. But I mean, you know, what are you gonna do? Job's a job. And honestly, like, I love the people I work with. Like, it's so crazy because, like, honestly, they have been there for me recently, like, in my absence, since I've been gone, since, like, 2019. All of 2020, I just was, like, not doing anything at all. I wasn't working. I mean, I was working here and there, I guess. I got a few odd jobs, actually. One of them being like a bar back at this one bar that had really, really cool drag shows. So I was a part of that at some point. Not the drag show. I mean, just working around the shows, which was really cool. Met some interesting people. Got my tarot cards read at some point. And I worked at a coffee shop that was like the cutest like house in this little small downtown area, and they had the best pozole. And like, if you've never had or heard of pozole, definitely try to figure out where to get a bowl, because it is delicious. I love it. But aside from that, I started working at this like shop over here. I know that like a lot of different states doesn't have this place, and if there's any other listeners from like different parts of the world, you guys definitely don't have this store. But it's called Schlotsky's, and like, that's not even a real word. Like, that's not a language. That's not a foreign language at all. It's like some weird random word someone came up with. But I like that place. Like, I low-key had never I've never eaten there, or I had never eaten there prior to working there, and then I was like just hooked. I just started eating it all the time, especially when my manager would just let me take home food. Ooh, I would hook it up. But yeah, so I mean, I was literally like in and out of jobs just because I really didn't care about what I was doing. I mean, I have another source of income, which is a blessing for sure. I'm very, very fortunate for that. I really didn't have a serious drive until late this past year, where I started working in my new job. So that had been occupying a lot of my time, especially because of COVID. Staying in during all that time too was kind of weird. My gym had closed down earlier last year. I was getting very much into Muay Thai, kickboxing, which like I had always had an interest in, kind of, but never really seriously pursued until I saw this one interview with this fighter. I'm horrible now because his name is escaping me, but he's really, really cool. He did this one podcast where he was just explaining how just intense everything is, how the discipline changes you, and how like combat sports is such a visceral, living, just captivating moment every second. And I wanted to be a part of that. Like, who wouldn't? Like, people want excitement. Life is generally mundane. I mean, on a day-to-day basis, like, everything can't, they can't be exciting, you know? I mean, unless you, like, put yourself in there and do some crazy stuff. And so I was like, all right, bet. Let me enroll into an MMA gym and just dedicate myself to going to these classes. And so, like, that's what I was doing in the beginning of 2020, just spending literally hours working out, going to class, after class, going to this other gym that had a hard bag, and just, like, throw myself in there. And then COVID happened, and I was like, well, what do I do now, you know? So it was another reason why I was, like, not really doing too much. But I'm, like, I know I'm jumping a lot of, like, back and forth in this timeline and stuff. Just kind of catching you guys up, for sure. But I had to, like, you know, basically figure something else out. And I found that in another passion that I have been harboring this entire time, like, ever since I was young. I've always been into skating, like, not just, like, in, like, oh, skateboard, you know? But, like, I had a deep love for, like, watching people do the most crazy things on the board. And, like, I revered Rodney Mullen and Chad Muska and, of course, Tony Hawk. But, like, I just really never dedicated myself when I was in high school or when I was younger. So, like, towards November, actually, around the same time I got this new job, I went on the Facebook Marketplace and just, like, I looked for a skateboard, or, like, I was seeing if there's anybody local that was just, like, you know, pawning off an old board, or, like, what's it called? Even selling one new. I was kind of struggling a little bit back then also, like, towards the end of 2020. I go through a lot of waves of my mental health flaring up. That was definitely one of those times. So I tend to make more impulsive decisions, or, like, decisions that I want to carry out, like, absolutely, like, there and then, or, like, at all costs. Kind of like right now with this. So I bought a skateboard pretty much and just started skating, like, probably 4 or 5 times a week, you know. And definitely since the gyms were closed in up until, like, a good portion of that time, I, like, found another outlet, and that was really important. I really just needed another outlet, you know. And goes back to that whole in the moment visceral kind of need, that just jolt of excitement, that output of just all this energy that I have, negative, positive, you know, just something to channel myself into. And it's honestly been incredible. Like, it's another one of those things that you can't describe, that, like, you just feel complete almost with these things. Like, I'm sure some people have that feeling when it comes to, like, you know, basketball or art or playing music or playing, you know, tabletop games like D&D or Magic the Gathering, where they, like, have this community of people that they're able to, you know, go into this space and just focus on that singular task, that just moment, you know. And skateboarding is definitely one of those things that you have to keep on going, just over and over and over, just practice, because you suck so bad in the beginning. Like anything, you know, the first step of getting great at anything is just sucking, you know, at it. That's a quick reference from Adventure Time, by the way. But I just felt like I wanted to keep at it, you know, even after the gyms were opened up and stuff, which, I mean, I think they were opening up a little bit sooner than when I started thinking about skateboarding. It's just, there's like some other drama that went into that time in my life. So skateboarding was also just another way to get away from, you know, something that I felt invaded this other passion that I was starting to pursue, which was unfortunate, but I'm definitely going to go back to Muay Thai eventually. I still watch a lot of Muay Thai videos, and of course, oh my gosh, that Conor McGregor fight was just insane. And gosh, just watching people like break bones is horrifying, honestly. And I say that even though I was like trying to be in that combat sport, and also as a skater, like I've fallen so hard so many times, and like I honestly dread the day that possibly I might like break something. But you know, until then, I'll just, you know, not worry about it too much. But it's definitely been, you know, a time of discovery, just really trying to find my footing as a person. I really hope if anybody who did listen to this before and is listening to it now, I hope they reflect on everything that's gone on in their life and just, you know, take a moment, take a breath, just close your eyes and just revel that you've come all this way. And for those of you who haven't been with me since my first few episodes, then just, you can still do the same thing. I mean, I didn't know you back then, and it's a pleasure to meet you now for sure. But 2021 has just been a very, very interesting year, I'm sure, especially for those who are in other countries, and of course for our very, very fascinating land of the United States of America. Crazy, crazy, craziness. I'm aware, you know, and I'm not really gonna comment too much on that. It's just, you know, the apocalypse. Nah, I'm just joking. But man, hopefully, you know, if anybody knows anybody who's been struggling, or unfortunately who's passed due to this pandemic, I really hope that things can get better for all those who have been affected. Just, you know, it's crazy. I recently found out that someone very important to me, or that was in my life, she's got autoimmune disorder, like a lot of stuff. Like, she's literally allergic to everything and has asthma and just like a lot of stuff like that. That, I think she had caught COVID once, like last year, and then she recovered and she was fine. But then recently she caught it again, and now it's just like just beating her just relentlessly with high fever and what's it called, like rapid heart rates. And I really worry about her. Like, it's definitely something that I wish I can just like snap my fingers and it can just go away, or like it could be more bearable. But definitely, I don't know why I started talking about that, you know. It's just on my mind, I guess, because I literally just was talking to this person earlier yesterday, because it's already 5 a.m. and it kind of got to me a little bit. I didn't know, because I kind of stopped talking to this person, and then I found that out, and, like, not only did I have, like, this falling out with this person, but now I'm finding out that they're, like, you know, struggling. It's, maybe that's partially why I can't sleep, you know, or maybe it's just me. I think I can't even count how many nights I've been awake all the way through to see the sunrise and just stand there and wonder why it is that I'm awake, or just like I wonder why I feel so tired but I can't sleep, you know? Like, I think it'll be easy to, like, attribute it to outside factors, you know, stressors, outside stressors, and, you know, people saying that they are draining, saying that this person's energy messed with mine, or, you know, this and that kind of stuff. But, man, that's why this is, like, something I felt like I needed to do. Just finally get my thoughts in order after just being up this whole night. I'm trying not to just wander in my head aimlessly or go into the recesses of it and just feel bad for myself, you know, because that's never, it's never productive. It's never something that, you know, I want to stay in as far as, like, headspace. But, you know, some things like that are unavoidable. But I think this is good. I think that there's a lot that's going to change, and there's a lot that's gonna positively impact a lot of other people. And I just wanted to let other people know that, I mean, I'm here if you need someone to talk to. And that's always been another point of this podcast, or just this venture, you know, just always wanting to be that person who can lend out their hand and say, I understand, I feel it, I'm going through it, and anyone else who's struggling doesn't have to do it alone, or anybody who just needs a companion, like, bro, here, let's chill. Let's chill for about 30 minutes, an hour, 45 minutes. Fall asleep to this. Play video games to this. Draw, you know, whatever. I mean, it's definitely something that I need also. You know, like, I'll be 100% with y'all. Like, I'll be real. And I don't know if anyone's gonna find this again, or if anyone I know is, or what's gonna happen now with my TikTok or this idea that I want to start back up again. But I feel good. I feel really good. And I appreciate anyone who's listening. I'm not really sure if I'm going to have something more prepared next time, or if I'm going to do what I used to do as far as reading poetry, and then just kind of, like, reviewing, not reviewing, but, like, going in depth and explaining my work. But I'll figure it out. We could figure it out together. But it looks like I'm reaching sort of the end of being able to just go on. I mean, that, wow, that sounded really dark. I mean, like, as far as this recording, as far as, like, what I have to say. It's been 30 minutes, and I do really, really, really need to try to get some sleep. So, as far as this podcast, it might just be a lot of my ramblings, you know. But we'll figure it out, man. I just want to end it on a good note. And like I said, my Instagram is now different. It is at Linoleum Flowers. And my TikTok is the same. Linoleum is spelled like L-I-N-O-U-L. No, okay, see, I hate this. I have to like have it in front of me to really spell this correctly. Okay. Let's work on this together. So L-I-N-O-L-E-U-M-F-L-O-W-E-R-S. Linoleum Flowers. I know a lot of people who, like, when I tell them, they're like, "What? I can't even spell that." I'm like, "Bro, me too." Like, I have to really think about it. Like, for some reason, that U just, like, it wants to be right beside the O, like, when I think about that word. So I do apologize for messing up in the beginning. No, it's L-I-N-O-L-E-U-M, Linoleum Flowers. I think real quick, I just want to talk about, like, what that, like, where that handle came from, because honestly, I'm like just a little bit smug when it comes to my words and like what I come up with, just because, like, I'm very, very incredibly vain, because I feel like I got to a point where I knew I was, like, really sucky at writing, and then I felt like I got to a point where I was happy with what I was able to form, and, like, my imageries and themes and, you know, just overall way that I can paint pictures with my words or figure out these pairings of very auditorily pleasing words, you know, like, in the beginning, my very first Instagram handle. Oh my gosh. If you guys want to see some crazy, just like young, crazy stuff. When I was in high school, my old Instagram handle was Take Me Now Virginia Wolf, which it doesn't really have anything to do with writing. I just thought it was hilarious. Like, I was like, yeah, it wouldn't be, like, really cool to, you know, portray myself as having this huge crush on Virginia Woolf. I think initially I was gonna have it be like Sylvia Plath, because I really love the bell jar, but I'm like, no, it's gotta be like crazier than that, but not as crazy as like saying Jane Austen. No, mm-mm. So I was like, let me use Virginia Woolf. I think I had, like, read The Garden Party or something, and that's why I used it. But I mean, Emily Bronte is a really cool name. Bronte. But, after that, I came up with, my Tumblr name, which I don't even know if I have that Tumblr anymore, but my Tumblr name was, Tasteless Moonbar. And, like, that just, like I said, I like coming up with these words that just seem auditorily pleasing, you know. So plus I like the idea of, like, when I came up with Tasteless Moon Bar, it was like tasteless in the sense that it's like drab, that it's like just mundane, and like, of course, moon bar as in, like, it's a bar on the moon. So I imagine this, like, pub on, like, the new you know, human colony on the moon, and just, like, some guy sitting, in the corner having a whiskey and just like, you know, down on the dumps, just very melancholic. And so that's where I came up with Tasteless Moon Bar. It was kind of also partly inspired by my favorite Japanese author, Haruki Murakami. He's never really said anything to that accord, but I just, as far as like the imagery and like something kind of like fantastical, you know. And then I came up with my new Instagram name, which I mean, new at the time, like after I got rid of my old Instagram, which is a separate account. I made this account that currently exists that has gone through three name iterations, and the first one is So Much For This Sleeve. And to me, like, I was trying to convey how much just weighed down by emotions I was, especially because I came up with that like towards the end of high school. Like, you know, the saying, oh, they wear their heart on their sleeve. That's, you know, literally what I was going for. You know, heavy, uneasy hearts weigh the most, as Dance Gavin Dance says. I love that song. But yeah, So Much For This Sleeve. That's like just so much to handle, too much to handle, so much for this sleeve. Plus it just looked like really cool, you know. And then after that, of course, I had it for years and years, until I finally came up with the idea of this podcast, which I'm probably going to change the name of, to be completely honest. I mean, it might be a little bit easier to just keep it the same way, but I really do feel like this is a new chapter, like a rebranding, so to speak. But the second iteration was All City Poet. You know, just the idea that I really, really wished or hoped that I could just get on this global scale with my poetry and be a poet of every city, you know, All City. That's where that came from, All City Poet. You know, just something simple, something kind of flashy, that's easily brandable, digestible, you know. And like, coincidentally, after I like stopped this podcast, my dad, I've noticed in recent years or in recent months, he's kind of clung to that All City phrase, and I think it's dope, like, for sure. It is very, it is a great, like, very small, digestible thing, like, All City, you know. That's that All City poet. Oh, that's that All City chef, you know, but, so yeah, after I kind of did away with that, I just was thinking, I'm like, what else, you know, like, what am I very, what has been a common theme in my life, or like a common motif that's beautiful to me, unique to my personality? And I came up with linoleum flowers. Like I said, it's something that's pretty sounding and it looks pretty too. So I used to sit in the kitchen floor a lot and just kind of spend my time there for no reason, drinking coffee. Like I don't know why, I did. And there was a few times where like I would just sit on the sink in our restrooms, and you know, the kitchen floors were more linoleum than the sinks. the sinks were porcelain, of course, but I just had like this connection with just sitting in like these weird places. And you know, I love flowers. Who doesn't love flowers? You know, especially the flowers that grow through the cracks. Like, linoleum, you know, especially like abandoned buildings, abandoned malls, that have linoleum floors that, you know, get overtaken by vegetation. So I was kind of thinking about that too, but I'm really proud of those names, you know. So that's why I shared all this just now, kind of a little last filler. So with that, I hope everybody has a great rest of their day, or if they're listening to this at night, I hope they have a great rest of their night. Let's see how today treats me with minimal sleep, doughy eyes, and bony knees. But until then, guys, really deeply, I appreciate anyone who's listening. And don't be afraid. If you need a friend, if you need help, just, you know, reach out to your immediate circle or some random person on the internet, which I've done also a lot recently, which is really nice. Like, just genuine human conversation. But definitely, I feel good. Thank you, guys.